You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm sure the rain won't stop anyone today. There's so many great acts on. Got Jamie Isaac. Got a wonderful female artist called Georgia. The Invisible playing. And of course, Mighty James Blake will be headlining and closing Field Day for the Saturday. And many, many more great artists will be performing too. It's funny. Standing here under this tree watching people run by, waiting for the rain to clear. It's beautiful. It's gonna get muddy.
Missing an A, so you'd be excused for thinking it's NZCA.
Oh, okay.
No, I like it. That was a good set. And also very brave for wearing white in the weather.
Yeah, you really stepped it up a little, kid.
I know, but now in the pink, and that's also a great colour.
I do have white like trousers as well, but I just wore this to the festival. I mean, I'm just wearing white trousers, which was just foolish, happened. To be honest. I don't think you should. We shouldn't celebrate it. We should damn it.
So how did this, you know, match made in heaven come together?
We're at a bar, and I thought that I saw my own reflection in the mirror, but it wasn't. It was Michael.
There was a glass. Yeah, there was a glass compartment. And I was just sitting on the other side.
I was like, oh my god, Jimmy, you look the same.
Yeah, that
let's
was.
Start, man.
The rest is history.
The rest was absolutely
history.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, how long have you been playing guitar?
About 5 years, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And what made you pick it up? What was like the first person, or what was like the inspiration behind it?
It was Robert Johnson.
Okay.
He was a blues guitarist.
Yep. A little bit familiar with
it. I wanted to pick it up. Then those songs gradually became songs off the record. This record, which we did, just released, although Charlie produced it and ended up sounding quite different to what the songs originally were.
Of course, but it's always the way, isn't it? You know, you have the inspiration and then you're able to birth your own style and who you truly are. It's watching you play.
You celebrate, I've got it moved on your career.
keeps you in tune, keeps you on track.
Always good, always good. What kind of influences, or like, what's your kind of favourite style of music? Because I find like a hard genre to pinpoint. It's kind of like unadulterated, like happy pop, like electro kind of sound. But it's a hard genre to pinpoint, I think, listening to you. What would you...
No, I want to hear what you think.
Well, we all listen to a lot of different music. At the moment, we've been listening to Kiss It Better by Rihanna, followed by Freestyler. So it's kind of like, you know, we just like to flick between lots of styles, don't we, Michael?
I'm a firm believer in French music, but we went to see some last night, and Sarah, I think, literally fled in terror. So,
what? I'm a believer in French boys.
French meatballs? Oh, no, that's Italian. So your drumming style is, like, pretty unique, and it also choosing to use the SPD... Is it using the SPDFX? Is that the one?
SPDS.
SX, yeah. That's it. What made you choose that as opposed to using the traditional drum kit?
Well, because the record, there's also electronic sounds on there, so when you get, like, do a gig like today where you have 20 minutes to get ready, you can't make, like, the live kit sound how you want it. It's all right if you're doing, like, headline sets and stuff like that, you can sort of put triggers on, you can make it sound how you want. But for this, I've got this old Simmons kit that I just got off eBay, and I absolutely love those kits, and I just thought it'd be fun to do it like that. And also, like, you can just fly with this stuff, and you take your kit everywhere, go on the Eurostar, whatever, you know. And it kind of, I mean, I like the look of it, and
yeah, it's practical as well.
Yeah,
you have to think about.
Yeah. I didn't want it to sound too indie. I wanted it to sound like...
So what about you? Like, what did you grow up on? What were the sounds you were listening to inspiring you?
I was really into Stuart Copeland from The Police, and I sort of started off playing metal and, like, yeah, metal and sort of blues, and then moved to London and got into a band called New York Pony Club, and sort of playing disco and stuff like that.
Like funky kind of vibe, like, yeah, that's why it's so hard to pinpoint. It's like a little bit mix match and everything. It's really effective. So,
oh, cool.
Really good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
really cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Good.
And what's next for you?
Well, we're gonna write another record soon, hopefully, and just keep on writing. And yeah, lots of gigs coming up around the place, but yeah, we just did a we're playing Meltdown on Wednesday, and we just did a song for that, using like Sounds of the South Bank kind of thing, and it was
more phonography style,
just like, yeah, the closing doors, like making a beat out of that. And yeah,
Kate Bush did that quite a bit as well.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, no, it's been great to hear you. Yeah,
thanks so much.
Stopping people out here, you know, they're going for it. It's field day 2016.
Hattie Phoenix here, still at the Yoga House stage, and we just want to talk to the Invisibles.
Temperature warm?
Yeah, the vibes from the music, yeah, they're warm.
Nice. No, that's a really good word to describe it. Thank you.
And also, you know that some musicians say they see colours when they create music. Do you feel that there's a colour that describes your music?
Perhaps. It probably might be a blue, maybe.
Ooh.
You like that?
Deep blue, yeah.
Oh, I see you like that answer.
I'm thinking of Miles Davis, you know.
No, exactly.
That's lovely. So here, well, I've been sort of looking you up, and I think you're an awesome artist, and you do a lot of, you're very involved, and especially with South East London, like music scene. So how did that come about? Do you live there?
Or? Yeah, I grew up in South London. I went to school with a lot of people that are kind of in our kind of like collective. I live with Archie Kinkrell, who like kind of like helped kind of like put that on the map, especially that kind of South East London scene. And me and him make music, and that's we're kind of a close knit kind of friendship group and people that work together as well. So it's good.
What brought you together? You know, obviously music, but you know,
Weed maybe. That probably goes together as well. Our combined love for marijuana probably helps that. It's just listening to a lot of like old jazz, just all of us like drawing influences from the same things. It's very difficult to like find people, especially at our age, who are really like into very like old school music and are very very like moved by it. I think we all have that kind of sentiment. So that's what kind of brought us together, made us work together.
And also, you did a collaboration, was it, with Reggie Stone?
With Reggie, yeah. He's on his way here now.
Great.
Cool.
So is he performing? Will you perform together?
We haven't performed together yet, although I think that maybe in my October show he might make an appearance, but yeah. That's something we should, yeah, that's a bit off the puzzle.
If you could be offered any bit of kit right now, like, for your
kit?
Set, yeah.
Okay, nice one. You know what I'm really into? There's a new NPC that's out with a new touchscreen on it. I don't know what it's called. NPC.
I don't
know.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Akai.
Akai. I always call it Tago.
Yeah. Good. A new NPC would always help that me out there. That's a good question. I've been asked that before.
Okay. And when creating, like, what DAW do you use? What do you prefer?
What do you mean?
So, like, which program? You know, Logic.
I use Logic. I produce everything myself, obviously. So everything's at home. It's quite an easy software to use.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter on the software. I know people in Mount Kimby, and they use Fruity Loops still. And that's something you get for free. So it's like, it doesn't matter what you use, it's just how you use it.
Exactly, and it's the vibe, right?
Exactly.
That you put onto it.
You can't really recreate that, I think.
And where are you from? Because you're very handsome.
My dad's from Burma, my mum's from South London. So,
there's something about South London. I'm pretty sure there's something in the water.
Yeah, there's something
very
in the
creative part.
Yeah, I know, definitely. There's nothing I really know much about it, if I'm honest, but like, there's probably, I don't know that question.
It's interesting watching you play because I feel like this magical spiritual vibe like coming off you that you won't see because you're in it.
Yeah.
You know, and we're out of the bubble, and it's really interesting to see your journey unfold. And thank you.
No, thank you so much. Honestly, girls, that's so beautiful. Thanks so much.
That's all right. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, enjoy.
James Blake, Metronomy, Forte, Now Are The Best as well, and it's just been a sick time.
Have you seen everyone you wanted to see?
More or less. I don't think I will actually be able to see Metronomy, but it's, everybody else has been pretty awesome.
Excellent, thank
Phoenix
you very much.
Phoenix and I are currently in the crowd for Skepta. Yeah.
Skepta, you know he's going to get shut down.
Man's never been in marquee with his shutdown, eh? Trust me, daddy.
When it's shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring, these all get shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, I know when it's
James Blake?
Yeah, James Blake.
Come see James Blake, Gold Panda.
Neo. Yeah.
Have you seen everyone you want to see, more or less?
Pretty much, just James Blake left, isn't it?
It's been a good day?
Yeah.
Amazing day, yeah. Really good fun, despite the rain.
Despite the rain, completely. It's been very wet, but it's been worth it.
It adds to the festival atmosphere.
Yeah, we can sit.
So maybe you go on
okay.
The side.
H, I'm just holding your phone.
the logistics, yeah. Right.
Oh, God, that was deeper.
A lot lower than you think.
Deeper than I thought.
Okay, so my name's Hattie, by the way.
Hi, Hattie.
Hi, Phoenix.
Wow, that's a lovely name.
Everyone says that. Don't worry, we're going to give you more
content. How many times has people said that to you today?
Oh,
then?
God. Why do you have
a lot.
Yeah, definitely. That was an amazing set.
Thank you.
Your first set at Field Day. Was it your first festival set?
That's the second festival set of this year, but it's the first London festival that I've done.
Yeah, and you're from London, so...
I'm a Londoner. I'm a London girl.
Where are you from?
I'm sort of from North London, really. North London, yeah.
It was such a good set. It was like,
thank you.
I think it's the best set I've seen all day. Everyone
amazing.
Was like dancing on like both floors.
Aww.
It was so good. Like the crowd was so alive.
Thank you.
You were loving it. They were loving it. It was really good. And you
it
played...
feels great to hear.
Oh yeah,
what
no, it was so good.
Incorporate a percussion.
This is my mum.
Hi.
Mum.
Are you upstairs as well? Yeah. It was so good. Come join. Yeah, please enjoy.
What made you incorporate the percussion with your sound?
I'm a drummer, so that's how I sort of started in the London scene. I was a drummer, been a drummer, you know, yes. Playing the drums ever since I was a young girl, and it just, that's who I am really, so I thought I'll, you know, play drums and sing.
And then when did the SPD come in?
Yeah.
Sort of into contact with the art, because you know, obviously,
yeah.
Like... You know, the drum kit, the traditional drum kit has changed,
yeah.
To like SPD becoming like the main sort of forefront of what is, you know, a drum kit. So when did that come into play for you?
Well, SPDs are a means of triggering samples. So really, for anyone who wants to do that in their music, the SPD is like a great tool for that, for electronic music, for anything really. So, and I'm from that background, but I just want to play the samples. Because you can't recreate some sounds on stage, it's just impossible. So you need a piece of equipment that allows you to do that. So that's why I incorporated it in.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was like, I don't know, Mum. How long?
12, I think.
Younger than that, Mum.
Always tapping.
Rhythm, beats, yeah. definitely
and
comes
voice,
out.
Voice, it just rings out. There's something really pure and real about your sound, you know? What's your upbringing? Like, what did you listen to? What was mum playing?
What were you playing at? Joni Mitchell, really? Yeah. Joni Mitchell. There was a lot of... You were into a lot of soul music, yeah, all the... And then Californian rock. So that's what my mum was listening to. Then my dad was more electronic and kind of a bit more into sort of, you know, the mixed genres. So when R&B met with soul, and then suddenly reggae mixed with, you know, punk,
yeah,
post-punk. So he was more of that generation. So he was kind of introducing me to all those sounds, really. Kraftwerk, you know. And then really I was just, music is my life. So I really began discovering different genres from an early age, just, you know, in my school library or I don't know, reading about it or seeing documentaries about musicians. And suddenly I kind of thought to have more, you know, to know about music, maybe I'd then be able to create my own sound. If I know where to take that bass line, you know, that bass, yeah, sound from that genre, or that keyboard line from that genre, you know, a bit like how Talking Heads became, yeah, or something like that, you know. I just thought, you know, I should, you know.
Yeah, it's always like when you, if you know where, like, you've come from, you can know where you can go. And, yeah, like, listening to you, it's like, you can hear bits, and you're like, that sounds like, and you're like, oh, and then it changes.
Yeah,
like, it's definitely,
yeah,
got, like, a very, like, eclectic feel,
yeah,
but,
yeah,
very, like, set. It's really like it's a real refreshing sound.
Thank you.
It was like really lively as well. It was really energetic.
Wow.
How do you?
I like London, the London scene. Where do you feel like it's going? Where do you feel like you are placed in that scene, or do you just see yourself as sort of like, I mean, doing your own thing?
London is a difficult place, really, to feel like you're part. I feel like when I was come out of school or college or whatever, I wanted to be part of a musician scene. And the musicians that I loved watching, I wanted to know who they were connected with. So I don't see myself as a genre scene in London. I see myself as knowing musicians in London, and whatever scenes they're connected with, or whatever, you know, it just sort of comes naturally. I'm not really into being part of the grime scene or part of the indie scene or part of the hip hop scene. I just see myself as hopefully someone who can just, you know, kind of go in whatever environment and feel like, you know, it's all right.
I mean, if that was your first field day set, first London kind of set, it was good things to come.
Oh,
definitely.
Well, thank you.
It was so good.
Cheers. Yeah.
It was so good.
I know, you know, people say, oh, this and that, but girl power, like, you, yeah, seriously are an influence. Two women, two girls, to youth, to just get out there and do what they want to do. And I feel that you can be. Oh my goodness. The skill.
The skill is really
strong. To sing and play at the same time.
Yeah,
I write and I do all the production myself. And you know, I think if I can be someone that inspires a girl to go out and buy an interface and pick up a bass guitar and give it a go at recording music, because it's very empowering and it's easy. It's easy. It's honestly, it just takes a little bit of, at first, a little bit of perseverance, but then, you know, you can do it, you know, and it shouldn't be just down to, you know, men or boys, or yeah, the guys who sit in their bedrooms, you know, girls do it too. So,
well, thank you so much for your time.
It was brilliant set.
Georgia,
great.
Right, you are the future. Thank you.
Watching you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers,
thank
girls.
You so much.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so how was your field day? Are you seeing anyone?
I can't. I like it.
Okay, it was really nice.
Awesome.
Who did you come to see?
Well, no one in particular, but I really enjoyed but the mud is ridiculous.
Yeah, but in spite of the weather, it was still a good day, right?
I do like mud. It was really nice. Really nice.
Awesome. I'm really glad.
Thank you.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.